time and water this temperature, it's unlikely that people could have survived, but everybody's holding out hope.
New footage of rescue divers in the ship wading through shoulder-deep water surrounded by dangling chandeliers and floating furniture. 23 people still missing. Tomorrow night on ABC, Chris hosts a special 2020 with heartbreaking stories of loss and survival. Chris, are people there in Italy talking about the similarities between the Concordia and the sinking of the Titanic?
Mark, many of the survivors we've talked to keep bringing up the Titanic, especially the scene when the ship has pitched and is starting to sink into the water and they had to rush up to the top and hold on to the railing looking over the precipice. We have people who did exactly that to survive on the Concordia. I don't know if you can tell behind me right now, but it's at such a steep angle that literally they're using mountain climbing equipment to climb up it. So the Titanic movie keeps coming up, but in the worst way.
And a new excuse from the captain. He is under house arrest and now telling prosecutors he didn't abandon ship, but tripped and fell into a lifeboat. This is crew members and passengers report that Captain Scatino ate dinner with a woman and was with her as the ship started listing. In April, ABC will run a new miniseries, Titanic, marking the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the ship. No clips yet, but ET has learned that David Calder will be the captain, Linus Roach and Geraldine Somerville playing key passengers. Could the Concordia tragedy come to the big screen? Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter says the rumblings have started.
You have the, you know, the villain and the captain. You have a spectacular crash here. You have, you know, the very, very life or death situation. This could be a Hollywood movie in a second.
CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi at the site. I asked him about the growing dangers there. Alan, this scene is surreal. What's the biggest problem rescuers face?
This is like a scene from a movie, actually, because behind me you can probably see the Costa Concordia laid over on its side. It's wedged on a rock.